Sunday night, Chayv Shavuos. Shar Yichud Amaisa, Perek Hamishi. On page Kufay and Hay. Talking about people that how the Torah wants you to be, it makes it a goal of life to be able to talk to people and to be up on current events and to be able to know the latest novels and poetry and diktuk. It says Os Tivoyts Pasichlecha around the middle of the column in Kufay and Hay, maybe a little more than halfway down. Drop more than halfway. It's the middle of the line, the fourth word on the line after a period. Os tivoyts b'sichlecha, you'll try to get your head screwed on straight. V'tidrosh ha-ra'aso, and you'll be led by the seichel. V'oz yodiyacha, shem tifne oref mima shem yuchad l'cha l'nafshecha, miyadiyas ha-torah v'kiyumam b'aladei shor amadoyim, if you neglect yadiyas ha-torah, because of this desire that existed in all the Doiros down until nowadays, because of this desire to be cultured or with it or cool or knowledgeable or not to seem nerdy, right? You don't even know what's going on. Tovad, you're a goner. V'lo yeyulcho lefnei Hashem yitzalam u'uma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in all these things. That's part of Yichud HaMaisa, not to be swayed by how you find favor in the eyes of people, but rather what's pleasing to Hashem. And Hashem doesn't care about all these things. Hashem wants to know what you did with your life, and then doesn't care. Well, so you did your life in terms of Torah, certainly, Yediyas HaTorah, knowledge of Torah, in terms of mitzvahs, midos, etc. V'chvar hidlish l'cho ha-shliach, Olav HaShalom, that's Moshe Rabbeinu in the Lashon of the Chayv HaTalvodis, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. V'omro v'lo telchu b'chukos ha-goy. So, you know, technically, it talks about maybe only religious things, religious observance, but the idea, the concept of Lotechel B'chukos HaGoy, that we want to, and this, you know, there were always Jews throughout all generations that wanted to feel part of the general culture. Shadarkom Lithnos El Mishpatei HaKochavim Ba'onanos L'chivo L'shlila. There it's talking about specifically that kind of B'chukos HaGoy. But it doesn't really matter, because we're not talking about the Yisra of Avodah Zorah here. We're talking about this in its most extreme form. So we don't like to think about it. In its most extreme form, you end up like Kissinger. It was always like that. Anybody that knew Kissinger, I grew up with him when he was in power, you know. So it's not surprised by the tapes that everybody is hearing now. That's how he was. He married a Goya, a Shiktsa. And so most Jewish organizations would die to have him come to their dinner. But someone who has his head screwed on straight would not look at him. He married a Goya, a Shiktsa. And he was an apikoros and a and the connection to Yiddishkeit, but then there were people that were proud of him. But he went so far to curry favor with the Goyim, because without me being a big psychiatrist, it's pretty simple that's, she did the same thing, no? They found out Albright was Jewish. And she also went to great lengths to hide it, and she did things against the Jews, so no one would suspect her of being a Jew. And that's, so people that run away, it's called, there is a psychological profile called self-hate, But it's part of, it's almost understandable, you know. You want to be like the Goyim because you're in a foreign culture. We're the miut, and we feel beleaguered. So if you don't have a strong connection to Hashem, that Hashem wants us to be Heinom Levodod Yishkon, Hashem wants us to be alone and to be disconnected from general culture. So then you feel, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. What are you going to do? And that comes down to Israel, Medinas Israel, and the whole way it's structured, which is all, since it was structured in a way that was not Jewish, so in Mela, their whole political mahalach is to find favor in the eyes of the Goyim. That's surprising. So that's what he's talking about. But the Torah tells you to watch out from that mindset. You're different. Again, these are the technical lavim, but you know, it's even true in a, like the Goyim are killing themselves. Right? Copy the Goyim divorce rate. Want to be like the Goyim? What are you looking at? You want to have a divorce rate like the Goyim? That's your goal? You want to allow gay marriage like the Goyim? That's your goal. They are Maver Bno Obito Boesh. So what are you copying? It's a problem. It's a mental problem. It's an emotional problem. He's talking about him beside the Eight Sahara, though. Nowadays, we don't like the Eight Sahara. We say it's emotional problems. No, Taka. Tomorrow night is, first of all, more Nogea than you think. And second of all, he's a fascinating person, which is today to...